50.0 EDG 01310320261020 Audio. Why insist on this logistics system, which is already over 50 years old? The answer is simple, this system has worked and still works. Sending spacecraft into orbit is not simple, and never will be. The command module offers a solution for atmospheric entry without fuel, and that's a plus. The LEM-M, for its part, offers a propulsion solution integrated into a rescue vehicle. This system has already been evaluated, and unless there's a reason to the contrary, it works. This comment doesn't take ARS mode into account. The service module is also a propulsion solution, and this solution has already been tested in space. In short, whether we're talking about alignment, docking, or propulsion, calculations and real-world tests already exist. It's a complex strategy that NASA has already solved. The SSV doesn't have any of these experiments at the moment. So, relying on a working logistics system seems logical to me for moving this project forward. Let's continue our analysis. For now, we have a command module and a service module connected to each other and located inside the SSV. This 18-meter length already seems too long to me, or to put it another way, borderline. On the other hand, we have two connected emergency solutions capable of accommodating 6 astronauts. Without knowing the diameter of the receiving cylinder, it's difficult to say for sure. You're probably wondering why the service module isn't already in the SSV? What concerns me is the vehicle's length. The longer the vehicle, the higher the associated risks in rotation mode will be during its use. Note that I didn't use the word impossible, I used the words higher risks. There's a difference. If having the service module, command module, and LEM-M all connected within the SSV proves too risky, another solution might exist. This solution could consist of keeping only the service module outside the SSV. I don't like this solution, but it does exist. In space, as on Earth, thermal variations put stress on the structural elements. This is even more true in space, and that's without considering the ARS mode for the entire assembly. As a last resort, modifying the cylinder by adding a cross could solve this problem. However, if this cross is integral to the central beam, we contribute to complicating the station. This goes against our design principles. Where could this service module be located? We mustn't forget that this station needs to be balanced. A simple solution would be to. You might think I'm talking nonsense, but I assure you that's not the case. In the planned contingency strategies for this space complex, extension units are currently under consideration. These extension units can provide a human-like environment for astronauts. However, they are unpowered. Why? For versatility. This means being able to connect to the command module, the LEM-M, or even the service module through certain modifications. That's where I stand. Those who think the plans are already finalized and ready to build will be disappointed, but not in terms of versatility. This text is addressed directly to NASA. This team has the knowledge and infrastructure necessary to evaluate this scenario much faster than I could. I know you know that space is unforgiving. No scenario should be ruled out for this space complex and requires analysis. No definitive solution has yet been adopted on our part regarding this safety issue. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This March 31, 2026.